So how did ClimateWorks Australia develop the data shown in the Decarbonisation Futures report?
So what we did is we looked in detail kind of sector by sector. And what I mean by that is we looked at electricity, we looked at transport, industry, agriculture and buildings, what technologies were available to reduce emissions. And then when we added all of those up, we found that we can still cut emissions by what we need to in the next 10 years to keep, for Australia to play its part in keeping global temperatures below 2 degrees and if we can, to 1.5 degrees.
Were you surprised at all by the results?
I think we were. So we've seen emissions in Australia rise over the last few years, and they've started sort of levelling off. So we weren't sure, but the really pleasing result is since the last time we looked at this, a lot of technologies have gotten cheaper and more available, things like renewable energy and sustainable transport options. And they've meant that even though we've had some delay, we can still cut our emissions by as much as we need to. And actually, those technologies, there's a lot more technologies available that can get us to zero emissions in a number of those sectors.
The Paris Climate Conference sought to commit countries to reducing emissions to net zero by 2050. But your report is claiming that this could be achieved even earlier, I understand. What does ClimateWorks suggest that the government needs to implement in order to achieve net zero emissions by 2035?
So that scenario looked at whether Australia could achieve basically emissions cuts in line with 1.5 degrees, which was part of the Paris Climate Agreement. And we found that actually we could. We've got all the technologies we need today, but getting there would require action from all governments, business and individuals. It does require a really strong push to achieve that result.
And rather importantly at the moment, as we deal with the COVID-19 pandemic and the fall-on effects from that pandemic and all the measures we're having to take in order to lock it down, you've claimed that these undertaking these things through the government, business and the like, can support efforts to rebuild Australia's economy. Would you mind unpacking that for us slightly?
So I guess we all know that we'll need governments to focus on the response to the crisis in the immediate term. But of course, the need to act on climate change isn't going away. We've had those terrible bushfires over the summer, the recent bleaching event on the Great Barrier Reef. But we know that in response to the COVID-19, that governments will have to look at economic stimulus to sort of rebuild the economy and jobs once we're through this. And we see a huge opportunity to align that economic stimulus with investing in the sustainable technologies that will set Australia up for a better zero emissions future. So to have something to look forward to after this this time we're going through now.
Well, Petra, do appreciate you joining us on this morning. And look, best of luck. Hope this one sort of meets the right people. I do appreciate your time joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.